I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Senator Patrick Leahy is resting at home after spending part of last night in the George Washington University Hospital in Washington, D.C. Statements from Leahy's office say he was first examined by the Capitol physician who referred the senator to the hospital, quote, out of an abundance of caution. Leahy, who has already received the COVID-19 vaccine, was given tests and an examination. His office did not specify what the senator was tested for. He was released and sent home. Leahy will be 81 years old in March and was discharged last night, and his office reports he is looking forward to getting back to work. As Senate President pro tem, Leahy holds the office third in line for succession to the presidency. He's also presiding over the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. Governor Phil Scott says Vermont can lower residents' energy bills and reduce carbon emissions by making significant new investments in weatherization programs. Scott used his budget address on Tuesday to call for an additional $25 million in spending on weatherization programs next year.
In total, we believe this $25 million package will generate nearly $70 million in weatherization projects and significantly increase the number of homes we weatherize.
Scott's budget proposal includes an additional $10 million to subsidize community-based solar energy projects. His plan would also increase the number of charging stations for electric vehicles. Norwich University is working to contain an outbreak of COVID-19 on its Northfield campus. The college announced Monday night it had identified 66 positive cases. Another 59 students are in quarantine after potential exposure or because they were showing symptoms. The cases were found 2 days after the university lifted restrictions to allow more activities on campus. Classes started remotely earlier this month, and in-person instruction was set to resume on February 1st. Norwich President Mark Anarumo says the infection rate on cases is, quote, unreasonably high.
And we're going to have to correct it very quickly, or we will be at risk of not being able to have an in-person semester as we had planned.
Anarumo says campus-wide restrictions are back in place and students must remain in their rooms. State health officials, meanwhile, reported 115 new COVID infections on Tuesday, the 22nd day in a row. Vermont saw more than 100 daily cases. 50 people are currently in the hospital with the disease, including 6 people in the ICU. Eye on the sky for today, light snow, an additional inch or so south of the Adirondacks and Route 4, dusting to an inch north, tapering off through the day, highs in the 20s to around 30 north, low to mid-30s south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.